Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah introduces a concept known as Pisikra Yod V'Seisim. The edges of a roof go down and close. And what that means is that if you have a roof, then under certain circumstances you can say that we view it as if the roof, the edges of the roof actually go downwards, and that the area under the roof is considered to be surrounded by all four sides. Says Mishnah, Habena Aliyah Agabi Shnevotin. One who builds a upper story on top of two houses. So let's say you have two houses on two sides, two opposite sides of a Rosh HaRabim, and they build a sort of structure which goes across the Rosh HaRabim, over the Rosh HaRabim, from one house to the other. V'chein gezorim hamfuloshim. Same applies to bridges, which are totally open underneath. If you've got a bridge which goes over a public domain, so underneath the bridge is a public area, there are lots of people which pass there. Says the Mishnah, metalfin tachtein b'shabbos divrei Yehuda. One is allowed to carry underneath the roof or underneath this structure between the two houses on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda uses this law of Pisikra Yod V'Seisim, and so the area underneath the bridge is considered to be surrounded on all four sides. It's as if all of the edges of the structure above it come down. B'chachom Eisrim, but the Chachom forbid you to carry underneath there, because since the public passed through there the whole time, you can't view it as if it's closed off and there are walls surrounding it, because the public are going through the walls as if. Alright, and the perek ends off, V'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said, Ma'orvin l'movei ha'mafulosh. One can make a shit of mavoyos in a movei which is totally open on both sides. Even if the movei only has two sides, which are actually walls, so let's say it's got two different courtyards, and then on either side it opens up into a public domain. Now, shit of mavoyos only works if the area is considered to be a reshus ha'yochid mid'oraisa. And then the Rabbanon said that you also have to add on a Shittim Mavoyos. But if that area is Mid'oraisa, not considered to be a private domain, then a Shittim Mavoyos will not help. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that according to him, even an area which is only surrounded by two sides, and not on all four sides, but only two sides, that is enough to be considered a Rosh HaYochid Mid'oraisa. L'Chachom Oisim, the Chachom forbid you to make a Shittim Mavoyos there and carry there, because according to the Chachomim, it is only considered to be a Rosh HaYochid Mid'oraisa, if it has at least three sides, and then you can make a shit of mavoyos. But if it's only surrounded by, if it only has two sides, but it is open on two of the sides into a public domain, then even on a mid-oraisa level, it is not considered to be a private domain, and therefore a shit of mavoyos will not help to be able to carry in that mavoy on Shabbos.